Tinez Lemuntuk shares with us the anguish among the grieving families and loved ones at the scene.
For the bereaved family members, it's really just a waiting game. I mean, they're just waiting to hear more answers as to why this plane crashed and, you know, killing their loved ones, but also waiting to identify the bodies of their loved ones. And so at the airport terminal earlier, I was there, and they were just really just waiting around. And every time there was an official with a little bit of more information, they would get up, try to listen, and get as much information as they can. Now, where I am right now is I am here at this temporary memorial altar that has been set up at a sports complex in the county of Muan, not too far away from where the international airport is. But if I can show you and walk towards over this side, you can see there's garlands of flowers here. And they're from different agencies, different groups, different organizations, some individuals too, from here in Muan, but also from throughout the country. And also, they're not just here on this first floor, but there are also rows of them up on the second floor. And if I can walk and show you on this side where this memorial altar has been set up. And on top of that is, in Korean writings, it says a temporary memorial altar for the victims of the Jeju Air. But as you can see, it is quite empty here. And it has been like that in a way throughout the day, as family members are asking that this memorial altar not be set up here, but at the airport lounge, saying that they have no time to come here and they really needed more time to be near where this plane crashed, because they still don't have all the facts regarding the crash. And apparently the authorities are looking into this, not getting rid of this one, but also maybe perhaps setting up another one at the airport. And also there are several memorial altars that have been set up in various cities around here in the southern Jeolla province. Now, you know, although all the bodies have been found by the authorities, they are still trying to identify many of them. And there are some bodies that have yet to be identified. But also the problem is, even if they have identified them, many of the family members have not been able to get their bodies of their loved ones because the authorities have not handed them over. And only a handful of them have received the bodies of their loved ones from the authorities. And apparently that's because the bodies, when the plane went up in flames, the bodies were also scattered everywhere. And so authorities are trying to find them, trying to piece them together, saying that they want to hand them in one piece to the family members. And thus there is delay.